Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on higher consciousness and how that manifests as far as vibration and sound. So our intention today is to actually be able to raise your consciousness to get it to a higher level, whatever that might be, and really stay there. So that we can all connect across the planet. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things that are happening at the Institute. We've got our open house is coming up on Sunday, April 7th, and that's from 1 to 6 p.m. And it's a great time. We do a lot of meditations with sound. We also talk about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And everybody gets to go on the sound tables and sound lounges and play with the bass pod and sound vests that we now have and with all the tools and things we have in the store as well. So that's Sunday, April 7th from 1 to 6. Even if you're not interested in classes, it's a really fun time. We also have a meetup coming up just tomorrow. It's with Nicola Bufa, who's actually a graduate of our school, and she's doing a whole sound bath with bowls and gongs and all types of stuff. And she's been doing a lot of them around the San Francisco Bay Area, so she's really gotten really good at it. So that's tomorrow for $30 from 5 to 7 p.m. And you can just show up. We also have another event see, coming up on April 12th. It's called the Bohemian Crystal Instrument Futuristic Ritual Transcendent Experience. This guy's made a really interesting crystal instrument where he rubs. Or the woman who's works with it rubs the actual crystals. There's a bunch of different ones, and then also has this big metal piece that actually amplifies it out into the room. And she's an amazing singer as well. Her name is Linka Morkova, and so that's on Friday, April 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. It's also $30. We also have our Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat coming up. July 13th and 14th, and the 15th is optional. It's only $188 till the end of the month, and it's amazing time. It's at Stewart Mineral Springs, and which has some really nice baths, mineral baths. And then we also have the retreats right on a river. And then on the third day, we go up on the mountain and do a whole meditation up on Mount Shasta. So it's really just a beautiful place, and it sells out every year. So you should, if you want to join, you should sign up pretty soon. And there's plenty of lodging up there. We also have meals as well. It's only $188 without the lodging and meals. And so you can find that at soundhealingcenter.com. Find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have a lot of classes coming up that you could take individually. We've got the frequency of crystals here at the Institute, where the woman goes through all the different crystals and talks about how to use them in a sound healing session, or how to use them to create a grid as well. And then we have the rabbi who's teaching both here and online. He does a class on the Kabbalah, sound, and consciousness, and how you can use the tree of life to understand how healing happens and how consciousness is works in relation to the rest of the physical, mental, emotional bodies. We also have a class on your soul purpose, both online and here as well, with Jamie Lu. And she's a really amazing channeler that also amazing singer as well. There's quite a few other individual classes that you could take here as well. You can find it all at soundhealingcenter.com/love/certificate, or you can find most of it at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our summer intensive coming up June 4th to the 15th, which is 11 days. It's 10 to 9:30 every day. And also in August, 3rd to the 13th, which is the second half of the certificate. The classes in June are the classes that are best done here. So you could actually just come in and do those in June and then do the rest online if you wanted. Although just about everybody that does it in June comes back in August because it's so much fun. So it's our normal program, and it's really about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and also really how sound works, how vibration makes up everything in the universe, and how to basically do a lot of experiential work to get you in the zone more and more so you can transmit that energy in your actual treatments. And also we teach many skills and techniques to be able to actually do this for yourself or for others. We also have the same certificate program online, and that just starts next week if you want to come in. It's a ongoing enrollment, so it starts about every 2 weeks, and it works really well online. You could even start online now and do the summer intensive in June for only $200 if you like. And so that also leads into the associate degree program. The first semester is the certificate program, so you could continue if you want to get the whole associate degree. We go more into research and treatments and different modalities of consciousness. We also use tuning forks on acupuncture points and teach all about acupuncture as well. It gets very detailed in the degree program, but makes you a master. We also have a recording program. We've got the summer intensive version in July, and that's for the whole month of July, 5 days a week. And also online, just starting next week, if you'd like. And it works really well online. It's about how to record, mix, and produce everything, music, depending on whatever program you have. We teach it in a way that's applicable to all programs, completely separate from our sound healing program as well. I wrote the number one selling book in audio recording and in sound healing. So you get a really unique perspective there. We also have our therapy center where we can find your home note. We can also find do voice analysis and find what's going on with you and give you a remedy in the key of what's missing. We also do chakra treatments. We also do full treatments here using crystal bowls and voice and all different types of things. And the sound tables. Well, we also sell the sound tables and sound lounges in our store. We also have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, for sale. And we've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. You can see it all at soundoflove.com. And then we also have the therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com. You can actually access everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. Years ago, my girlfriend said, "What the hell is higher consciousness?" when I was talking about raising consciousness. And I thought, it's interesting to describe. You know, there are colleges that actually teach consciousness studies now, and they're defined very specifically. But, you know, the way I think of it is you can work with sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Often we think of higher consciousness as the spiritual component, and I'll talk about that in just a bit. But it's really all four. You can think of it at each level as to what higher consciousness is, because they're really all connected, right? Higher consciousness at the physical level is really about everything working well, everything working physically so it doesn't get in the way of higher vibrations or higher consciousness, right? And our energy flowing or connection to source, as we'll talk about. So the body needs to be humming to be able to actually transmit all of this energy through your whole system and connect through the whole system. So in sound healing, your body being healthy means every single part of your body is humming at the frequency that it's meant to hum at when it's healthy, right? So that means that every cell is vibrating at its natural resonant frequency where it's healthy. Every organ, every material in the body, every, the blood, I mean, every physical part of the body has its own frequency, and it's when it's healthy, it's vibrating consistently instead of chaotically at its natural frequency, at its natural vibration. And if it's not, ultimately, once we know the frequency of every part of the body, we can entrain it into its natural vibration where it's healthy. You can also do a lot of things where even if you don't know the frequency, where you can get it humming consistently at least instead of chaotically, right? Get it more consistently like the vowels, or the crystal bowls, or the Tibetan bowls, or the tuning forks. They're all about consistent vibrations. And this is why they often work without having the frequency precise, without even knowing the frequency of parts of the body, because they're transmitting consistency instead of chaos. So that's the physical body. But then there's the mental body, and it's also about consistency. Higher consciousness mentally is actually about going to both higher and lower frequencies. It's actually about going to a very fast brainwave state and a very slow brainwave state as well. The fast brainwave state is called gamma, and it's extremely fast. It's 80 cycles per second. And then the epsilon is the slow brainwave state, which also synchronizes to the breath when you're in the zone. They've done brain maps on Dalai Lama trained meditators and found that people go both high and low. But it's really, again, it's also about consistency. If you don't have consistent, stable brain waves, you're going to be scattered. You're going to be jumping around. Anytime you jump from one thought to another, your brain waves are kind of switching channels, right? They're switching frequencies. So you're kind of all over the place. When it's consistent and stable, it's complete stillness and focus, right? So then, emotionally, it's also about stability. It's not about a higher frequency. In fact, anxiety is quite high, quite a very high frequency. Right? And when people make the sound of compassion, they often go to a low note. Right? So it's like all the so-called lower frequency emotions, lower vibration emotions, so-called, are chaotic. They're like fear, or anger, or anxiety, whereas all of the higher emotions of love and gratitude and compassion are all about consistent. I mean, no one ever goes, this is a sound of love. Well, maybe sometimes, right? No, they always go to a consistent vowel. Right? It's all about emotions that are consistent and stable. Like, again, compassion, gratitude, love, joy, there's all types of them that are very much associated with consistency. and support your health. The lower emotions, they actually break your body down, and it's just the chaos that does it, right? So again, it's not about higher vibration at all or higher frequency at all when it comes to physical, mental, emotional. Even spiritual is really about stable, consistent vibration. Spiritual leaders are perfectly still, and we go to satsang and sit with them to get that stillness through osmosis, right? It's all about consistency and stability. And when you are still, which is a frequency humming consistently, you get access to higher energies more. Because when the system is bouncing around, it doesn't have the capability to tune in to any higher energies consistently at all. Maybe for a second here and there, and then you're off and running somewhere else, right? So it's all about consistency and stability. However, I've come to believe that there is a frequency component when it comes to higher consciousness. That is, there is higher frequencies that are more of a higher consciousness. I was doing a meditation. Actually, this is what happened. I had a psychic treatment, and the psychic says, "Dave, you're supposed to bring the ninth octave into the planet." And I thought, great, what the hell does that mean, right? And so it just so happened that on the date that they said I was supposed to do it, about 5 years ago on the summer solstice or summer whatever it's called, I actually happened to be at Big Sur, and I actually went into the zone. I found this place where I went into a whole vortex, and right there on the beach, beautiful balanced spot, and I thought, oh, well, the ninth octave would be two octaves above the seventh chakra, the crown chakra. Well, having worked with the chakras a lot with sound, I think of the crown as a very high frequency of like, right? So I had been trying to walk, to jump up to the eighth and ninth octaves, but I couldn't do it. Even though I'm a recording engineer, I couldn't imagine those higher frequencies. And when I was at the beach, I realized I could walk up note by note. So I was like, and then I'd walk up. And when I got to the eighth octave, then I was really high, and the dolphins showed up. They had said that the whales and the dolphins would be helping me. So I then walked on, they held the eighth octave, the dolphins, and I walked on up to the ninth octave. Let me do it now. Here's the eighth. And then the ninth. Right? Just walking up note by note. To a super, it's like, I think of it as around 10,000 hertz, which is way, way above, you know, voice range. And it's still below doggy range, though. Right? So then I established a grid around the planet at the ninth octave so people could get to this higher level of consciousness. And then I've actually talked to a few people who talk about different dimensions. Some people say there's 12 dimensions, some say there's 18 dimensions, and people have talked about different beings actually hang out at different dimensions. I forget what dimensions, but there's like aliens or angels that hang out at different dimensions, and all the way up to some say 18. So then I was in Mount Shasta, and I started thinking about going higher than the ninth octave, because maybe these octaves are different dimensions, and I've got some good confirmation on that. So I walked on up to the ninth octave and kept going. I went up to 10th. Going there now. Whoa, it's high. Up to the 11th. And on up to the 12th octave. Oh. And then I found it hard to go much higher, but I imagine going up to the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and up to the 18th. And I thought of the 18th octave as the connection to the central sun. So I saw a grid for each octave, all the way down to the first octave, where the is which I think of as the center of the earth, and the whales were hanging out there. And then the second, third, fourth, the seventh octave is at the surface of the earth, and then eighth all the way up into the atmosphere, all the way up to the 18th. So there's 18 circular grids around the actual earth at these 18th dimensions. And I saw it as a torus. And then, so I saw the center of the torus going up to the central sun, and the bottom of the torus going down to the center of the earth. So I was able to run energy through this 18-dimensional grid surrounding the whole earth. And I've run energy not only at Mount Shasta, but in some really high events where I take that love and run it through the whole system. So in this case, going to a higher frequency is a higher level of consciousness, right? So to speak. However, let's go to a whole new paradigm. Actually, before we go, let's actually listen to a recording, and then we'll go to a place where we're connected to all. Let's listen to Reconnection. This song is about reconnecting to source. So set your intention to reconnect to source while listening. Spiritually, we also think of higher consciousness as just simply connecting to higher emotions like gratitude, compassion, love, and joy. These are all associated with stable, consistent vibrations, as I mentioned. And they are really, it's really interesting because they're quite accepted in the mainstream, especially gratitude. You know, it's like everybody's talking about how gratitude is really the place to go. And when you run these higher, so to speak, emotions, they actually create health in the body. There's another aspect where we talk about connecting to the frequency of your soul. Now, soul can't be proven, of course, but I think of the soul as, or this is the way most people talk about the soul, as the essence of you that is carried from lifetime to lifetime. And there's also even information carried along with it about previous lifetimes. And you're also, the soul is connected to source. So I think of soul as a frequency that does not need healing because you are perfect. Your soul is perfect in every way. The rest of us might be a complete mess, right? But your soul is really, really, I think, a perfectly stable, consistent, pure frequency with harmonics that carry all the information about your past lives and connected to all frequencies in the universe, which is source and God, right? Because I see source as all frequencies. So your soul, when you connect more to your soul and get soul information as to why you're here and what your purpose is for this lifetime, or at least the plan for this lifetime, and what your soul purpose is altogether, then you not only get that information, but you get this stillness where and consistency that spans multiple lifetimes, so that you are completely aware of all lifetimes, and you've got this stillness that is guiding, or how should I say it? It's really the basis of your whole life. So there's no jumping around. There's this stability deep within you that you are connected to regardless of what's going on in your life. And then also it becomes very clear that every single challenge, no matter how horrible, is completely, completely meant to be for your highest good. And because your soul plans it all out. Even some people even say there's helpers that help you plan it out for this lifetime to go to the next level. And the more challenges you have, the more you grow, right? It's really all set. So that's another aspect of higher consciousness, is being connected to that stability of your soul. I think that stability of your soul is connected to your home note, which is the main note that we find here at the Institute for your system. I think it's the actual root chakra. I've come to believe that pretty strongly, because the root chakra is, or sound is generally based on a fundamental and goes up from there. And the root chakra is like the fundamental of all the frequencies in a sound. So this is very cool to reconnect to your soul energy. Okay? But then there's a whole nother level, and that's actually connecting to source. I see being one with the universe as the whole deal, being one with everything and being one with everybody on the planet as really the highest consciousness you can go to. So that's, you know, when people have been one with the universe, including myself, it's like you are everything. You are every frequency. So there are multiple ways that you can access this when you actually are working with vibration or sound. First of all, when you're one with the universe, it's well known that you go into mostly a state of theta. There's actually multiple states, but the main state is theta going on in your brain. And it's a certain rhythm between 4 and 8 cycles per second. So it's like mum, 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 mum. That's about 6 cycles per second. And so you can actually access that brainwave state by listening to binaural beats or rhythms in that rhythm, but it has to be your rhythm within theta, because everybody's got a little bit different speed of theta. So you connect to your rhythm of theta, and that will help get you into theta, which is where you are when you're one. Now, it'll probably just put you in the zone, but you might go to the next level where you're one with the whole universe. And that's very cool, especially if you've been there before. So anytime you tune into more than one thing at a time, you're tuning, you go into theta. And that might be sparkles on the water, you know, where you're seeing the waves of light going across the sparkles. Or it might be where you're actually tuning into all the sounds in a musical mix in a song, right? Where you're hearing all the sounds at once, simultaneously. Or where you're tuning into all the harmonics of a crystal bowl, where it's really, you're hearing everything at once, all the frequencies at once. Maybe we'll do a little test here in just a second. And then it could be a bunch of crystal bowls, or probably the ultimate is the gong. When you've got the all the different frequencies, and there's a ton of them in the gong, and a lot of them quite chaotic, so there's no way to tune into any single frequency in the gong. And so you're totally going into that theta state while tuning into multiple things at once. And in that theta state, it's like that state is where your whole brain works together. Your whole brain, like Joe Dispenza talks about, where your entire brain is working, as opposed to when you're focused on one problem or one spot and you're focused on using the prefrontal cortex and your rest of your brain is just bored, right? So that's really the ultimate state. Now, you can go there many different ways. I just mentioned a few, but let's actually listen to a recording called Oneness. This is a state where everybody that was toning on this had set the intention to access this state of oneness where you're one with everything in the universe. So set your intention while listening to this to access this state and go there and tone that energy of oneness. Any sound, any vowel, just tone along with it and access oneness now. There was supposed to be a solar flare that hit around 4 p.m. Pacific time, which was just about an hour and a half ago. Solar flare that happened a couple of days ago, it finally hit. A lot of people say that solar flares can take you into higher consciousness. Tom Kenyon says that earthquakes create an electromagnetic field that you can use to go into higher consciousness. I mean, it may even be that, different. I mean, ultimately, wouldn't it be cool if you went to a higher state of consciousness whenever you actually had a conflict or a challenge in your life? Ultimately, that's the coolest, right? Now, there's different ways you can go at one. As I mentioned, that one way is to actually tune in to all frequencies in the universe. Let's do a little meditation where we do that. So tune in to every frequency. Imagine there's this cosmic array of speakers in front of you where every frequency of sound is coming out of them perfectly harmoniously into your body. Feel them all coming in at once. And then actually feel all of them from the highest to the lowest. Eww. And the lowest to the highest, and everyone in between. Ooh. But there's also rhythms. There's the rhythms, the fast rhythms, brrr, all the way to the really slow rhythm, mum, mama, down to the slowest rhythm of the breath, in and out. Bring in those frequencies, the breath frequency, all of the rhythms. Bring those into your body along with all of the frequencies coming out of these speakers, cosmic speakers. Totally harmonious. So you're tuning into all rhythms and all frequencies simultaneously. Feel them all at once. Then you can add in the frequency of the spinning of the earth. One breath, one vibration in 24 hours. Add that one into all the frequencies we've mentioned in rhythms. And then the earth going around the sun. One vibration in 365 days. You got to be still to feel that one. And the precession of the equinoxes, which is once every 26,000 years. It's a tilting of the earth in relation to the stars. Just finished the cycle in 2012. It's the Mayan calendar. Imagine or feel 26,000 years as one breath. And then the sun going around the Milky Way happens in 200 million years. Oh my God, how still you have to be to feel that. And then there's even the Milky Way going around whatever it's going around in a trillion years. Add all those in. Milky Way going around whatever it's going around, the sun going around the Milky Way, the precession of the equinoxes, the earth going around the sun, spinning of the earth, all the rhythms there are, including the breath, all the frequencies there are, all the way to the highest frequency, up to the frequency of light. Really fast vibration. Add all of those. Feel all of this at once. Even faster is the atom. The fastest is the quark. So now we've got every vibration in the universe coming into you from these cosmic array of speakers, totally harmoniously, all at once. Feel them all simultaneously now. Now bring all those frequencies inside your body. because we are all of these vibrations. We are a hologram of all frequencies in the universe. And in this place where we're all frequencies, we are all frequencies. So we're one. Feel this oneness and connection to all. I want to end with the intention to hold this vibration always. Connected to your soul, connected to all, always. We'll listen to a song that's about this. It's called Enlightenment. So hold this energy forever. This energy of oneness with all. While listening, thanks so much and take care.